This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today I have a beautiful, multi-talented musician, actress, theatre director. Her name is Unomcebo Dot Mthethwa. Dot, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Ninja. My love.
Ngiyaphila sana sam.
Thank you for being here and talking to us, engaging to us on MUT Radio about everything you're currently doing right now, career-wise.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It really means a lot, especially because it's Inspirational Monday.
All right. So growing up in a small town of Empangeni, Nomcebo, did you have the same dreams and ambitions of becoming a musician and actress?
You don't want to know how much I used to dream, which I still do. So how I started loving music, or when I started loving music, was when I was 9 years old, yabo.
Yes.
So I would sing growing up, I was leading the school choir and all that, you know. And every time I stand in front of a mirror, I perform. I give you a performance.
Yeah. I think so far I'm in now, because I think that's where my mom also picked up. So you went to, if I'm not mistaken, you went to Old Mill, ne?
I went to Equity Secondary School.
Not Old Mill.
I went to Equity, yeah.
Oh, okay, so Pambanisa Nomuntu, but I love the fact that wabona usakhula now ukuthi listen, man,
mina ngizama
spotlight, ngidizama nje kubonwa.
You know.
City Anna, summarize your acting experience so far. How would you say it has been? It journey yakho in acting, ihambe kanjani so far?
I'd say it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, in 2018, I got my first television debut on Ozalo. That was also amazing, also because that's where my acting career started. Which is about to expand more into other like places and everything. So it's been amazing. Obviously, you know, acting is, if you have passion for this thing, it happens. You know, as much as you can, you visit other stuff on the side, but this thing is in you, and when the opportunity presents itself, you always grab it.
And I remember, and people are so happy. And I'm sure even your family was happy, man.
Yeah, with how I started playing on TV, it's another story. Like, officially. It was when I was on Bass's music video, ne?
Okay. Yeah,
and worst thing happened, but I never told my parents that I'm going to be shooting a music video. This and that, ne, you know?
So when the
video starts playing, ne? My mom is confused. You know, Sunday morning, people are asking for pictures. Like, I bought one for the land, no?
Yeah,
but she hasn't seen the video. When she saw it, I had to explain now that, no, you know what? Okay, it happened like this.
Yeah.
Then from day again, that's when I started my career, and they always have supported me.
What's why, Aibo? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to my music video. And I understand that you jumped on Igomke with your first ever
Amadlozi.
So ngapho bwenzi acting wabona ukuthi okay kuhamba kahle ke manje sengivelile kwi
Igomke at the time. You know, you always jump into any radar.
So wakhipha ke Amadlozi, tell me ukuthi how were you feeling the first time ukhipha ingoma nje, and also i first performance yakhe Amadlozi yenzakala kuphi? Tell me nje ukuthi kwakunjani your feeling lapho.
Oh my god. So Amadlozi is my first single, first recorded song ever, first release song, ya Dorothy and everything. So I was really, really nervous. You know, to a point where I also did another song, Evolcano. I don't know if you know Volcano.
I know Volcano.
There's a Durban song for like quite some time, Evolcano, with so much
Volcano.
Yes, You know, so that one, that's the one I felt, you know. We even shot a music video for that one. Like, I was very excited about that one.
Let me tell you something, ne? Evolcano,
It was produced
by Bisto.
Yes,
Let me tell you, ne. I danced a long time ago. The time you released it, and I think Ngakusendela or Ngakutheka, you did not respond.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes. I probably didn't see it.
Yeah, I know, but nje yabona ngilenga support ngayo because now I'm from Embangeni, you know.
No, thank you. That's really amazing. I love it for my home girls to support each other.
You know,
for sisters to be there for one another. Mm. I feel like that's something people in this industry don't really like do a lot, and I love it when someone does it because I'm also doing it, and it's really like it young inspiration so much.
Ngangiyithanda leya ngoma le ivolcano ngangiyidlala
sho
noma ikuphi elo omgwaqeni noma kuthiwa ngikuphi nje I really
thank you. I remember I started getting to my taxi yini.
Yeah, hambo twashi
ngela mafi. Yeah, you know I still perform that song even now. Every time, yabo in my research yam when I'm performing that song,
yeah,
that's when everything just gets messed up.
And ngakhumbula perform even kuma festivals, but
yes.
Kona, I think it's your brothers or your cousins, but
my dancers, yes,
u dance nabo ngayibuza ngami nayo unomcebo ukuthi ushaye ivosho kanjena.
Listen, babe, ngiyashaya ivosho if I have to.
So moving forward, you only 24, ne? And
yeah, I'm 25 this year.
You're turning 25 this year. Oh, you
turned. You're finally turning 25. Mm.
So you have achieved so much at your age, Vele, because we've seen you on Trace. Channel 325, Gui House of Trace.
Yeah, when I was hosting, yes, I remember.
Tell me about that one, that gig, Uguti. What impact did that bring into your career? Being musician / actress / TV presenter,
you name it. Yeah, I get it. I won't lie. I feel like that's where Dot was really established in the industry because that's such a huge platform, you know? And hosting that show. And I remember during lockdown where there were no jobs, basically. So for me to get that job, I really couldn't believe it. But at the same time, I was excited and, scared. Mm. Like, it was such a huge moment for me. And I don't want to lie. Trace, my name being mentioned in the same sentence as Chase, even now, you know, even now that show is over, you know, but it's still, it has impact. It really gave me a brand. It really, established Dot.
So manje kuya phambili, would you go back to TV presenting to Toli Toba?
Of course!
You would, ne?
Everything, yonke imuntu, yeah, of course. I'm an all-rounder, definitely. Everything, everything. I do everything. Every opportunity that comes, I grab it. I'm the person.
Yeah. Yes. What are you currently working on? Because I see that you're now in Joburg, so yini omatasa ngayo njengamanje?
Okay, so currently besides school, school's very stressful, we all know, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm currently in studio finishing up my album. I want to drop an album. Yes. So I'm currently in studio finishing up my album. It's been a bumpy road.
Yeah.
I wanted to release it earlier, but then things came up. But I hope that it was for the best, and it's going to bring out the best in me. I feel like in this album, I'm sharing a lot of my experiences.
Yeah.
Which is like more deep, and it's for me, it's touching because then I'm talking about my life and what I've been through and what I've seen. So that's when I'm going to give it the best, you know, instead of just like generalizing the lyrics because you're a musician and an artist like that. So yeah, that's what I'm busy with.
Any features we can look forward to?
Yes, but I can't mention names right now. It's just your face, guys.
It's our faves. I guess.
Your faves are in this album.
Nazok.
But we can't disclose right now until we launch or we speak about, we start talking about the album.
But ngekuphele lo nyanga ngikhiphile lo album, right?
Ngekuphele mntama ekudele leyo le into engeke iyenzeke. Ngiyamanje le inkulumo.
Lalela,
Jadu boy. Ngiyamanje ngiyamanje manje ulindeni.
Ngisho that. Says voila, Ke, Dot, what advice would you give to other young people who look forward to, who look up to you, bafuna ukwenza the same things that you do? Ungathini ngibona with the experience that you have, the good and bad experience that you have in the industry already? Yini ungayisho
kubona? First and foremost, I'd like to say people must, you know, whether you have talent, you want to do this thing, okay? Sometimes you have talent, but you don't have platforms, or you don't know where to begin, or whatsoever. So I'd kindly advise them to have a structure, like have set long-term goals.
Yes.
Like if you start here today, where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years? And in the process, then it's not going to be easy, because if you want to be successful, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Success is like that. It's a long journey, and it's a very bumpy road. So they mustn't lose focus. They must pray. Always remain humble, because you learn every day. And my mom would say, every time I'm cool, and it's official, you know, so seek for information, not validation from people also, because people always talk, whether you're doing good or bad.
Yeah. Because the industry, then, it's very tricky.
It's a tough one. You really need discipline for you to make it.
It's very tricky because each and every corner, whether you go to radio or TV presenting or umculo, good tricky because tolo kutu zofika wena kona with your fresh talent, you are hungry for this, kufika kona nja banda bazo titi isa wena.
Very fast. You know, I always laugh about this, that since I've been here, because I moved here in 2020 when I got that Trace job to host, I always say that it's funny how I still navigate. Like, I don't know Joburg that
well.
Much, because I'm not trying to know it, and I'm even scared.
Yeah, cool.
You know
why you're there.
Yes.
Iyonto ebisha abantu ke leyo ukuthi umuntu uzosuka ekhaya afundisiwe ukuthi do this and that. Then mefike egoli umuntu usethathwa igoli mase kuthiwa hayi ugwinyo igoli.
Kanti ayinla gwinyana. Gwinyana ngishitheke njengamanje.
Yebo, kanti if wena emqondweni wakho you have this thing ukuthi I know why I'm here and I'll do exactly that, nothing more, uzoba focused.
Yeah, it's just that, I suppose.
On social media platforms, but being and also please share your booking details if I'm about to book.
Oh, okay. I'll just leave my number for the booking.
All right.
That I have right now. So my manager's number is 079-7567-952.
All
I repeat, it's 079-7567-952.
On Insta Greasy, Facebook, Twitter.
On Greasy, I am. It's _IAMDOT.
Yeah.
Basically. And then on Facebook, the Facebook page is Dot. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is Dot. People can just go there and also stream the music videos that we have so far. On Twitter, it's IAMDOT_SA.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.